I'm joined on the line by Paddy O'Brien. Paddy, good morning.
Good morning, Kieran, and thanks for asking me on your programme.
No problem whatsoever. The pleasure is all mine. Come here to me. What is the attraction? How is it going on for sort of 43rd year?
Can you understand that?
No, people have said to me that the joy they get out of this is unreal.
I will tell you, Kieran, the success of the over-60s is, in one simple word, it's simplicity. You have people like just like myself, an amateur. You have contestants from 60 up, all ages up, just coming on stage with no experience whatsoever of either singing, dancing, playing, whatever the case may be. And they go onto the stage there and they actually put on a professional show. And there's nobody more surprised than myself to know that I have actually running this for the 43rd year. I started it back here in 1977 for one reason only, and that was to combat loneliness. Loneliness is a serious problem amongst the elderly. I know younger people suffer from it as well, but as I work with the elderly, I am more involved with them. I'm aware of the problems they have. And the IMO, the Irish Medical Organisation, have said that loneliness is like one of the conventional diseases that kills people. So back in that, a young man, I said, I'll do something. And I said, I'll run a concert for one night. And it was so good, I ran the second and third. And here I am speaking to Kieran 43 years later. And what I would say, on your programme, I want to thank the people of East Cork, you know, for their contribution to it. I mean, it isn't just me. It isn't at all. I mean, I could be there killing myself every day, but unless I had people like Charlie McAllister down there in Middleton and Kathleen Wolfe, and then in Montreal, two great people down there who took it upon themselves last year to have the first heat, Canon David Hurley, a great friend of mine for many years. I was at his ordination many, many years ago. And he's a beautiful singer himself, and no matter what I'll do, he will not sing. But I know he has a beautiful, a lovely baritone voice. And then August Michal de Butler from the Cultists. Now, I'll just briefly there say that the J Heat is on Wednesday, the 20th, Wednesday the 20th of February at 8 o'clock at the J Club. And it is not confined to Middleton, no matter where you come from, you're welcome to, and it isn't just singing. Again, if you can sing or dance, play an instrument, it makes no difference whatsoever. And we have a great, now for instance, I was at Len Rovers last night in Cork, and we had one gentleman travelled all the way from Clonakilty to take part. We said the winner last night in the Blackpool area came from Ballincollig, a man named Jim Healy. So when I started the over 60s care on some years ago, I just confined it to the specific areas. But I think now recently I've decided, or I've realised that's not a good idea. So people can enter, for instance, in Middleton, and if they're not successful in Middleton, then go off down to Yall. And you all will be held on a Sunday afternoon at the Culture Centre at 31st. I'll just make a very strong point as well. I remember being at the first meeting of the Cultists about 45 years ago in Cork at Moore's Hotel at that time. And I've a love for Cultists. Beautiful. They do great. I mean, that is our heritage. That's our culture, our music. But people might get the impression that it's all Shannos. No, you can do what you like and come along to Canon David's afternoon there, and Michal de Butler on that Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You can sing what type you like. You can sing Elvis Presley, but if you want Jim Reeves, Johnny Cash, John McCormick, or any of the Shannos, well, you're more than welcome. Or you can play an instrument regardless of it makes a difference what tune you play. The most important thing is to see people on stage in what I call the over 60 bracket demonstrating tremendous talent. And there is great talent down there, wonderful and wonderful talent. And as I said already, I'll repeat myself here, when I go to the semi-final and the final, I interview the people on stage and they tell me no experience. And some of them would say, well, yes, I was on the stage once, all right. I was Fesh Kiol or Corel and a Scholar. And that was when they were about eight years of age. And 2 years ago, I had a singer performing, representing a nursing home in Cork. She was 92 years of age. 92 years of it, a lovely lady from Ballyporeen. So it's open to everybody, regardless what age, it's all fun. And I just say one thing. I've been saying this for years, that the Lord gave us all talents. And I think that when the Lord gave us a voice, and a singing voice, and I mean this with all my heart, and it's to bring joy and bring happiness into the lives of people. We can all do that by £10 in the over 60s. Forget the winning aspect for a moment. You can bring joy to people. And in Cork, I have a group called the Over 60s Group, and we go to nursing homes every Thursday. And all winners of the over 60s, they realise that they got this this talent from the Lord himself, from God himself, and with that they're enjoying good health now. And they go around the nursing homes and entertain the senior citizens. The organiser again is Charlie McAllister, who has taken over this. He started that last year. Well, Charlie's a well-known Dungarvan man living now in the middle of the last, I think 38 years. And he won the competition in 2012, and he's organised it, and they can contact Charlie themselves or Kathleen Wolfe. And I'd make a special appeal to get off out there and spread the message, because the success of the over 60s is not on me at all, Ciarán.
Well said, Paddy. I didn't get a word in.
No.
Since I started, but can I just bring you back to the start of the interview? You mentioned a word called simplicity, and they say that simplicity is genius.
Yeah.
And it really is, isn't it?
It is, Ciarán. It is. What I mean by that is just simple. I mean, people sit down there. The Lord Mayor has recently said that the over 60s talent competition. Now, this is very interesting. That the over 60s competition is the only event to cover the city, to fill the city hall twice in the 1 year, and that's the over 60s talent competition. People go in to sit down, and they know Mary Murphy up the street, or Johnny Murphy down there, or they know anyone, they'd say, oh yeah, I know him up there, and I see him on the beach in Yall, I saw him down in Middleton. Just ordinary people with no base training, they were never members of choirs, and I just run it 43 years, and I look back, and I think the amount of people that sang on the stage, and the majority of them never had any experience or training in singing, and they were never a member of a church choir, or they were never one of a drama society. Just ordinary people. And when I go back to my own understanding, it's just the simplicity of it, the whole thing. And it brings great joy to people. And Bishop Buckley and Cork have said recently that what it does is this: it brings families, parishes and communities together, and that's what it's all about. And again, I go back to what I said already about combating loneliness. I do this to combat loneliness. I know the proceeds go to the Irish Heart Foundation, and to date they have received in excess of 600,000. That, and the people who made the over 60s, again, what it is, are the people who take part in the local Heath Levin Care On.
Well, I tell you now, Paddy, I'm lucky enough to have lived long enough to remember the first one.
What do you?
And to be honest with you, you know, I know you know that we're an ageing population, so there are more and more people over 60 now than probably what there ever were in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because long ago, when people got pain, they died from pain, be it from knees, hips, whatever. People died from things years ago that can be sorted out now.
Yeah.
So we have an awful lot more people now that are in the over 60s bracket than we ever had.
Well, you're right. For instance, in Cork alone, Cork City and County, Ciarán, we have a total of 46 people who have celebrated their 100th birthday. 46. Now, that was unheard of years ago. Unheard of. We've nearly 400 people totally for Ireland, over 100.
Uh-huh.
And another situation in this, I don't know why, but the women live longer. Women live longer.
You know, and I know why they live longer, but we're not going to say it on air because we haven't died of trouble.
They tell you the truth, Carl. Will you tell me, please?
I'll tell you off air afterwards if you want to.
Yes.
But I'm not going walking into any more grief down here. Thank you very much. they'll say it's in their genes. You see, I'm not allowed to say things like because they're under less stress and because they don't. I can't say all the things that I want to say because I'd be the height of it.
Right. But in every population, in over 60s, far more women. And then let's take the 100 now alone. We have 37. We have 37 ladies, women, over now celebrating their 100th birthday in Cork City and County. 37, and we've only nine men. So we better all look up to the ladies and say, really.
Well, maybe they have a better lifestyle, Paddy. Maybe they look after themselves better. I probably do too.
There's no doubt. You're perfectly right. You are perfectly right. I was regional manager for the Heart Foundation for 20 years, going around the country giving talks. And women are far better to look after their lives. They're more health conscious. They know the seriousness of it. They know the importance of diet. They know the dangers of smoking. They know the importance of exercise. They know the importance of a daily routine, making physical activity, in other words, walking, far more than men. Now, it's the women who said to their husbands, come on, you got to go and get the blood pressure, get the cholesterol done. Right. I can say this, after my 20 years with the Heart Foundation, that men pay more attention to their cars than to their own health, and that's frightening.
It's a well-known fact.
For instance, I'm in the company of men. They say, oh, that reminds me. I must have my car serviced. I'd have to have it serviced. I'm gone a week over or a month over the service. Well, what about that? And I've actually had the other people tell me something. What's your blood pressure? What's your cholesterol? I don't know. And I feel that everybody should know the cholesterol level. It's like knowing your telephone number. You should know what your cholesterol is. And if everybody, the medical profession states that if more people went to the GP, knew their blood pressure and cholesterol, we could reduce the sudden death rate by 20%. 10,000 people die every year in Ireland of coronary heart disease. It's an awful, it's about 30% of the population. When I joined the Heart Foundation, it was up to 50, so we are getting someplace. The Heart Foundation is creating awareness to people. They're creating awareness, going to schools, talking to children. They're now teaching CPR, which is very important. Everybody should know how to do CPR. Everybody should know how to do CPR. If I walk down the street and I meet a person and have trouble with a car, I feel so embarrassed that I can't do anything for them. But could you imagine a person on the floor, on the ground, and I can't do it, of course, thank God, but when I was in a situation, I couldn't do it. You just help us. You feel so cross and annoyed with yourself. You can't do CPR. And if you can't do CPR, learn at least how to do the chest compressions until you get professional help arrive right there from the ambulance. But that's the women's situation. But then around the over 60s, very strange thing, Sharon, it's mostly men. Are thinking, maybe that's what's happening.
It's a contradiction in terms, Paddy, that's what it is.
Yeah, like last night, it was in the Glen Rovers, all men, just all men. And maybe the women are probably shy about it, but get back to minutes tonight, please God, I'm looking forward to the 20th. And as I said, Charlie's doing a great job down, a former winner himself, 2013, and he's also the judge going around to all the local heats around both the city and the country. And when Cadden David Hurley and Micheál Mac, the butler, said to me that we'd organise on a Sunday afternoon, I was a bit apprehensive. But last year we got a great crowd at the centre, and they called us. It's a lovely place, lovely, warm, lovely. It was like being inside the person's lounge, and people, no matter where they come from, they're going to Waterford, and you're welcome. It is not confined to Cork, not confined to y'all, it's not confined to just a locality. No matter what you can do, sing, dance, play the instrument, as I say, and we'll have a great afternoon. And in the meantime, if you want to take part in the y'all one, you can contact directly themselves, Micheál de Butler or Canon David, and they have all the information about it as well.
Great stuff. Paddy, the Middleton Heat Show is on in Middleton GAA on Wednesday, the 20th of February at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock.
The All Heat will take place on Sunday, the 31st of March at 3 o'clock in Brunashee.
Yeah.
Paddy, it was a pleasure talking to you. Absolute pleasure.
And you're radio, and you have been very, very good to me over the years. Meal and breakfast, thanks at home.
You're very welcome. Good luck a while, Paddy. Thank you. That's Paddy O'Brien above in Cork talking about the over 60s, which is going to be held in Middleton on the 20th of February at 8 o'clock, and in Youghal on the 31st of March at 3 o'clock in Brunashee.